Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 518 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I am Mr. Frank's father-in-law. My wife and I live with Mr. Frank and his wife. The kitchen in our house is next to the dining room. There is a small passageway between them. The sideboard in the dining room is in the same position now, as it has always been. Mr. Frank took breakfast before I did on April 26th and left the house before I breakfasted. I got back home to dinner at about 11:15. My wife and Mrs. Frank were eating then. They told me in the morning to come home a little sooner, that they wanted to go to Grand Opera that afternoon and have dinner a little earlier than usual, and I came home a little earlier. Mr. Frank came in after I did, about 11:20. There was nothing unusual about him, no scratches or bruises about him. He sat down to his meal. The ladies left us while he was still eating. I don't know what Mr. Frank did after dinner. I went out to the chicken yard. Mr. Frank was still in the hall when I got back. I laid down and went to sleep. I did not see him when he left. I saw him about 6:30 that evening. Mrs. Frank and Mrs. Selig had not yet gotten back. They came in a short while. We ate supper about 7 o'clock. I noticed nothing unusual about him at supper. We finished supper about 7:25. Mr. Frank sat in the hall and read. A party of our friends came to the house and played cards after supper. Frank and his wife did not play. They do a play poker. They play bridge. He was reading in the hall while we were playing. He came in one time while we were playing and said he read a story about a baseball umpire's decision, and he was laughing. Frank answered the doorbell several times that evening when the guests came. He and his wife went to bed before the company left, about 10 or 10:30. He came to the door and said good night and went upstairs. His wife went up shortly afterwards.